This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This year, Republicans in state legislatures nationwide have introduced more than 100 bills that would negatively affect transgender youth. Similar proposals in Wisconsin stand little chance of becoming law with Democratic Governor Tony Evers in office. But as Christine Hatfield reports, transgender youth here still feel the effects.
Bailey Mosling of Middleton considers himself Wisconsin's premier drag teen. Right now, he's working on decorating a pink motorized toy truck that he's going to use for a birthday drag show later this month.
I'm a pro, okay? Calm down, everyone.
On stage, he goes by the name of Nemo.
My performances are like thought out and have like a storyline and are like very like theatrical at some points.
Off stage, Bailey is like many other people his age. He says growing up is hard enough, but as one of the estimated 150,000 transgender teenagers in the United States, he faces challenges many other teens don't.
It's an interesting thing to have, you know, like my rights and like my like identity be up for debate.
Earlier this year, Republicans in the state legislature introduced a bill that would ban any sort of gender-affirming care for minors. That could include taking medication that delays the onset of puberty and hormones like estrogen and testosterone.
It was like a few weeks after I'd started hormones, and so I was like, oh my god, I spent like all this time just for it to be like taken away from me. And so I was scared, yeah.
Bailey says he first found the language to describe himself in a book he read in the sixth grade about a gender-fluid teenager.
1 minute after I finished it, I, like, went back to the first page and, like, started reading it again. And then, like, after I read it again, I remember putting it on my mom's, like, pillow or something and saying, like, can you read this?
Bailey's mother, Dana Mosling, says there are many hurdles in getting gender-affirming care for minors. Bailey started to socially transition in seventh grade, but it took a year to start puberty blockers. 2 years later, he started testosterone.
There's a reason that it takes that long, right? And a lot of it is, you know, making sure that you have the correct providers that you can have that those kind of relationships with.
Dana says all the work Bailey has done means he knows more about himself than many of his peers. And it's been freeing for him.
There's no longer this insane need for discovery or figuring things out, and you can then just unfold and exist, right? Exist and unfold and develop, you know, into the human you are going to be.
Now she says politics are getting in the way.
The fact that our kids' existence is this political debate right now, I mean, that's a stressor that most families never even have to deal with.
Megan McDonald is the executive director of LGBTQ advocacy group Fair Wisconsin. She says many major medical associations agree that gender-affirming care is safe and medically necessary for the physical and mental health of transgender children.
There's no reason why that needs to be, you know, random strangers in the legislature should be allowed to weigh in on that.
Wisconsin's bills focused on trans youth are going nowhere for now. But they could be reintroduced next year when split control of government is far from guaranteed. That makes Bailey nervous.
If it were to be like that, these like bills passed and I can't get the like care that I need, then like a physical part of who I am like wouldn't feel right.
Bailey says his identity isn't political to him.
We're not like trying to like change the world or anything like that. We're just like trying to live just, you know, in the way that feels most comfortable for us to live.
For now, Bailey's trying to focus on finishing 10th grade and figuring out what he wants to do after graduation. He's also looking ahead to that birthday drag show. Christine Hatfield, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Parents and children shared their stories with WPR's Wisconsin for this report. You can learn more by visiting wpr.org/Wisconsin.